This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. More than 1,300 people died during this year's Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia as the faithful faced extreme high temperatures at Islamic holy sites in the Desert Kingdom, Saudi authorities announced on Sunday. The Saudi health minister said 83% of the 1,301 fatalities were unauthorized pilgrims who walked long distances in soaring temperatures to perform the Hajj rituals in and around the holy city of Mecca. Speaking with state-owned TV, the minister said 95 pilgrims were being treated in hospitals. Tensions have surged between Israel and Washington over the war in Gaza. And the White House again denied on Sunday that there's been any delay in weapons shipments. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has the story.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu last week released a video publicly accusing the White House of withholding weapons and ammunition from Israel. At a cabinet meeting over the weekend, he told officials that weapons shipments have slowed to a trickle. The White House says Netanyahu's comments came as a shock. Meanwhile, Israel continues operations in bordering Lebanon, targeting a member of the Hamas-allied Islamic group. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said the IDF is ready for any further action in Gaza, Lebanon, and unspecified additional places. Gallant left Sunday for meetings in Washington. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
Gunmen opened fire at a synagogue, an Orthodox church, and a police post in Russia's North Caucasus region of Dagestan on Sunday, killing 6 policemen and injuring 12. The region's Russian news agencies quoted the Interior Ministry as saying. This is VOA News. A senior U.S. diplomat held talks in Vietnam over the weekend and said the trust between the two countries is at an all-time high following Russian President Vladimir Putin's state visit to Hanoi. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for East Asia, Daniel Crittenbrink, insisted that his trip was unrelated to Putin's visit a few days earlier. Putin's trip to Hanoi had triggered a sharp rebuke from the U.S. Embassy there, which said no country should give Putin a platform to promote his war in Ukraine. The American envoy echoed those concerns, but said that he made it clear to Vietnamese officials that the main reason for his trip was the partnership between the U.S. and Vietnam. In the last year, Vietnam has elevated the U.S. status in the country as Western companies look to diversify their supply chains away from China. I'm Karen Chamas.
A Greek prosecutor on Sunday charged 13 crew members of a yacht with arson after fireworks launched from the vessel allegedly sparked a forest fire on the island of Hydra. The semi-official Athens news agency said the crew, all Greeks, were arrested on Saturday in an Athens-area marina after allegations they started the forest fire late on Friday. All crew members denied the charges, Greek media reported on Sunday. The yacht, which was chartered by foreign tourists, was seized by Greek authorities. NVIDIA has signed a deal to deploy its artificial intelligence technology at data centers owned by a Qatari telecom group in 5 Middle Eastern countries. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
That's according to Ooredoo CEO Aziz Aluthman Fakhru. Ooredoo says the move will make it the first company in the region able to give clients of its data centers in Qatar, Algeria, Tunisia, Oman, Kuwait, and the Maldives direct access to NVIDIA's AI and graphics processing technology.
Our B2B clients, thanks to this agreement, will have access to services that probably their competitors won't have access for another 18 to 24 months till this capacity builds out organically in the market.
Washington allows the export of some NVIDIA technology to the Middle East, but curbs exports of the company's most sophisticated chips.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. British media is reporting the chief data officer of Britain's Conservative Party has taken a leave of absence amid growing allegations the governing party members have been using inside information to bet on the date of Britain's July 4th national election. Download the VOA News mobile app from the Apple App Store or Google Play. I'm Joe Ramsey.